Blog Talk Radio.
Dang, I got a cute poop. What are you doing? Hey, Momo. Say hi to cousin.
Hi, cousin.
Cousin Jackie.
Hey, cousin.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, baby.
How you doing, Ma?
I really enjoyed everything so much yesterday.
That's true. We on the radio. Mm-hmm. We on live, though.
Okay, the movie was excellent. Can I talk to you later?
Okay.
Bye, Gene.
All right, I'm here.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor. And the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on. Step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
All that
of all that you brought me through. And everything I survived, it's all because of you. I'm grateful for
feeling grateful. You're feeling grateful this morning. Amen. We just thank God for feeling great, being able to feel grateful. Amen. For what he did for us. Amen. I thank God for blessing me today. Amen. I keep realizing each and every day, the younger I get. Amen. The more praises I want to give to him. Amen. The younger I get, the more I realize how good God's been to me. And we got to get to a place that sometimes we just got to come to realize is how good God been to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody know how good he's been to you? Amen. 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 Can anybody tell it like you can? Amen. Nobody can tell it like you can. Amen. Because you know where he brought you from. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then you realize and look back at where he brought you from and see where you are now. All you can do is raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every time I look back over our life and see where I came from, I just said, thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I know some of y'all didn't come from where you had outhouses. Amen. We had outhouses. Amen. Had to go outside when it got cold in the cold. And amen. But now God has brought us inside. You know, you might not think much about that, amen.
Yeah.
But if you had experienced that, you would know how to appreciate God right now, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Shotgun house, amen. Yeah. Come on to a three or four bedroom now, amen. Yeah. You've got the garage attached to it, amen.
Yeah.
See, everybody don't know where we came from, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And so I don't know how some of us not have something in our mouth to say about God if they know where they came from. See, you wasn't there, amen, to see where I came from, you know. You don't realize that sometimes, you know, you didn't have nothing to eat but what we call milk and bread. There's some cornbread and some buttermilk and a little sugar plank on top of it, amen. And that was a meal. That was a meal, you see what I mean? Amen. You know, think. Eating steak was like royalty, amen. You know, having a steak was like royalty, amen. Praise God, amen. I'm trying to talk about what God brought us from. That's why. So when I'm giving a praise, you don't know why I'm praising God the way I'm praising, because I'm looking back at where I came from, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A time when your sister and brother, you all slept in the same room. And then sometimes all of you step in the same bed, amen. Praise God. Amen. Two at the head and two at the foot. But you made it. But God brought you through. You made it. You made it, though. You see, that is why you ought to be shot to the top of your lung, because now you got a big king size and nobody in it but you. Hey, praise God. You see, people don't understand now. They don't understand. Where you came from, amen. And so that is why you got to be able to give God some praise, because everybody don't know where you came from.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Everybody don't know where you came from, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is why, you know, when you look at where you are now, every time you walk in the house, you ought to just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, some of us, you know, some streets and things that you was on, you couldn't walk down the street unless bullets was flying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? But the good part about you didn't get hit.
Amen.
You didn't get shot. You didn't get killed. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
We have to praise God. I mean, see, that's what I'm talking about. We don't like to open our mouths, amen, and tell where you came from in the goodness of God, in the land of the living. You ought to be able to tell somebody.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And this is what it's all about when I think
Hallelujah.
Of the goodness of Jesus.
Of the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus,
yes.
Well, when it just come to mind, well, that's why you ought to be praising God at home sometimes. You know, every time you go into the kitchen and you turn the electric stove on or turn the gas stove on, whichever one you got, you know how you used to have to carry that wood in there, amen, and put the wood in the stove and then it gets hot,
right.
amen. Hallelujah,
yes,
praise God. Amen. You couldn't, nothing was no more, amen.
Yes,
and so every time you walk in your kitchen,
Hallelujah.
You came from that area, you know, some of y'all are too young. Y'all know nothing about that stuff. Amen. Some of y'all, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Some of y'all don't know about that kind
Hallelujah.
Of stuff. Amen. But every time you reach over and turn the knob, you ought to just start praising God right there.
Hallelujah.
You ought to give giving God a shout right there,
Hallelujah.
Right there, right there.
Hallelujah.
So what you praising God for? I remember
Hallelujah.
When I used to have to carry the wood
Come
in here. But all I have to do now is turn
yes,
it off. Hallelujah. Are y'all all right? I'm going with you today. You with me today. Amen. Come on, amen. You with me today. Let's talk about the
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what it's all about, amen. It's looking back sometimes.
Yes, Lord.
And if you look back where you came from and see where you are, and but thank God, you ought to start looking forward to see where you're going. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look and see where you're going.
Yes.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
Look and see where you're going.
Yes.
We're going to a glorious place. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. No more pain. No more tears.
No
more sorrow.
More.
Hallelujah.
No
more. Hallelujah. And no more hunger, amen. No more 9 to 5. Hallelujah. All we're going to be able to do is walk around heaven and praise God all day and say, holy,
amen.
Holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy. And we're just going to be bound before the King of glory. We're going to be bound for the King of glory, amen. Daily, daily. And we're just going to be giving the praise. We're going to be giving you all giving him praise for where he brought you from and what he brought you through, amen. That he brought you through this flesh, amen. Hallelujah. On your journey and on the way to the Spirit, amen. I had to go through a few things.
Yes, hallelujah.
I had to suffer a few things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look back and said, I made it.
Yeah.
Come on, I made it, amen. It's been a hard time.
Hallelujah.
I've had some weary nights, amen. Hallelujah, but I made it. Come on, I had some weary days, but I still made it, amen. It's all about I made it. It's that I made it, amen. Hallelujah. And don't think about it. There's going to be a lot of more trouble that you're going to have to go through. But God promised that, what? You're going to make it. He's going to get you there. You're going to make it, amen. You're going to make
amen.
It, amen. And the reason you keep struggling because I know I'm going to make it, amen. Because God can't lie, amen. God said he'll do it, amen. So I've got to hold on to the word and say, I'm going to make it. Even though I see all my troubles coming upon the world and coming upon the earth today, he still say, what? I'm going to make it, amen. He didn't tell me I wasn't going to have to go through anything.
Thank you, Lord.
But he did tell me I was going to make it.
Yes, sir.
Huh? See. He didn't tell you wasn't going to suffer some things, amen. Hallelujah. But he did
yes.
say you're going to make it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
those are the promises of God. I'm going to make it.
Yes.
He said you're going to make it. Amen. You're going to make it. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost
amen.
Guarantees that you're going to make it. Amen. Come on. That's my guarantee. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know you might have all faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm in good hands. You're in good hands, amen. If you got Jesus, you're in good hands.
Amen.
You're in good hands. Hallelujah. You're in good hands. Thank John 10:28 that was brought to my attention the other day. Praise God. I don't know why I'm going, but this is the way I'm going, amen. So whatever the way it is, praise God.
Bless God, amen, and all who he is to me. And I thank God for being good to us and bless us in this word today that we're going to partake of. Because when you partake of the word, this is communion, amen. So thank God for having communion with you today, Lord. And I give thanks and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I have to keep going there since I'm on this course here because I want to say I know I'm going to make it, amen. I'm not worried about I'm not going to make it anymore. Hallelujah. I know every time, you know, sometimes things go a different way sometimes, amen. Hallelujah. St. John 10:28, Sister Paige, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, say I'm going to make it. I know I'm going to make it, amen. I know I'm going to make it, amen. Hallelujah. I mean, what do I say? What's going on? What do you call this stuff going on here around here now? The pandemic and everything. Well, the pandemic or whatever's going on, that we know something is going on, amen.
Yes.
And we can't deny it, amen. It's presence, amen.
Yes.
But the thing about it, even though it's going on, I'm still going to make it. Hallelujah. Is that all right?
Yes.
You're still going to make it, amen. Whether it be in life or whether it be in death, I'm still going to make it. Come on, somebody. That's what you got to think about it, amen. If you do it that way, then you don't walk around with your head down and worried, you know what I mean? I'm going to make it, amen. 10:28, Sister Paige brought this out. Sister Paige brought this out to me. She the one showed me this. John 10:28. Hallelujah. St. John chapter 10, verse 28. Yeah, y'all read this.
Hallelujah.
And
I give unto the eternal life.
I give unto the eternal life.
And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
Come here, somebody. Come on, say, I'm going to make it.
I'm going to make it.
He said he give unto you what?
Eternal life.
He give unto you eternal life. And what about it?
And it shall never perish.
And it shall
never
perish.
They shall never perish.
They shall never perish. So what God said I give to you, it will never perish.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what never mean, amen. You know, we can argue with that and say, no, that ain't the way it is. But what did God say? Who said that? Is that in red? That's in red, too, if that makes any difference. Amen.
Okay.
If that makes any difference. He said, we'll never. Come on, say, I'm going to make it. Because what he gave me, we'll never. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's where you take your confidence in. And no matter what you're going through, you still can give God some praise because if I don't have nothing else, I got the word. Come on, Holy Ghost, speak it. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
dear. Hallelujah. I you know what? Even though I might not see no signs, but I got the word.
Amen.
See, I'll think about finish reading that before I go somewhere else because Sister Paige said I left something off. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Read on.
My Father gave them me.
He said, what the Father gave me
is greater than all.
It's greater than anything.
And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Say, I'm going to make it.
I'm going to make it.
I know I'm going to make it, amen. If I don't have nothing else, I got the word said I'm going to make it, amen.
The
word said that what the Father gave to me, hallelujah. And once the Father has given it to me, the devil, amen, praise God, the devil in hell, demons or whatever, can nobody take it out of the Father's hand, but what God's given me, can't nobody take it away. So whatever the promise that God has gave me, I'm going to make it. 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 I'm going to make it today. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm going to make it. Why is it? Because I got the promise of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We talk about truth. What is that? My word is what? My word is truth. Amen. It's infallible. Amen. It can't be changed. It can't be altered. And whatever God said, I'm going to make it, guess what? Oh, those are good promises. Hey,
So what he's given me, nobody can take it away from me. I wonder about that sometimes. Somebody tell you that God has given you, somebody can take it away. I wonder about that sometimes. Am I going to let God be true? If the word is truth, I'm going to let God, what God said, be true to me. Amen. Come on, say, I'm going to make it. I'm going to go through a lot of troubles, but I'm going to make it. I'm going to suffer a little bit, but, well, I'm still going to make it, amen. I might have a few hard times, but I'm still going to make it, amen. Praise God. So I may as well get ready for some hard times, because he's already told me, amen, we're going to have to suffer with him in order to reign with him, amen. So I may as well get ready for the hard times. But it's not the hard times that I'm going to be going through that I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
See, this is what it's all about. Knowing that I got a future. Knowing that I got a hope. And my hope is in what? My hope is in the Lord, amen. When you got a future, you got a hope. That means I'm always on the move, because looking forward rather than looking back. I'm always looking forward, amen. But when I look back just to give thanks to God for where I came from.
Yes,
Lord. And I give him praise for bringing me thus far, amen. But when I look forward to the author and the finisher of my faith, amen, then I give praise because I know where I'm going. Come on, somebody. Do you know where you're going today?
Yes, Lord.
Do you know where you're going today? See, it's not about where you've been, but where you're going.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Not where you've been, but where you're going. It's not about what I've been through, but where I'm going. Because you always realize in order to get somewhere, you got to go through to get there. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. And you got to go through to get there. But because I have a hope, and because I have a future to look forward to, amen, I as long as I keep my eyes on my future, I will forget about my past.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As long as you keep your eyes on your future, you will forget about your past. But if you keep your eyes on the future, no matter what I go through to get to my future, as long as I make it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is the word of God that guarantees you that you're going to make it.
Yes, Lord.
I don't have more than a guarantee, but God, amen. And nobody else can tell me that I ain't going to make it, because God says that I am.
Amen.
If God says that I am, then what? I know that I am, amen, because God says I am. It's all about what God say and not what I say, amen.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. All the promises of God is a yes, and it's a amen. Is that right? And so I'm here as a believer, amen.
Amen.
If I believe God, I got to believe God. That is what it says.
Yes.
If you believe God, it gives life, amen. If you believe God, amen, praise God, you'll make it if you believe. All things are possible to them that believe. See, one thing about God, God is not dealing with the flesh issue now. He's dealing with a heart issue.
Amen. Yes, he is.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. See, if my heart is right. Somebody said, I went to a revival one night and my heart wasn't right. But something got a hold on me. Come on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. My heart wasn't right when I went. But when I left there, it was all right. Amen. Because, you see, you are moved by what's in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. I guess somebody said, well, give me a scripture, Brother Page. Matthew 5:20, I believe. We'll talk about this a little bit, amen. Well, don't need these now, amen. I had them ready. Praise God. Yeah, keep your sidekick, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, the word is my sidekick, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I keep some word on the side for my sidekick. Hallelujah. Just in case. Amen. See, the Bible said always prepare just in case. Amen. Just in case. And I'm going to keep me some extra just in case. Somebody asked me about my notes that I have. I said, yeah, I keep me some on the side just in case. If I don't remember where the scripture is, I need my note just in case. I don't know where it's at. So I keep it just in case. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what I do. Anyway. I don't know what everybody else does. I'm glad Matthew, I'm glad Matthew kept the notes. If Matthew hadn't kept no notes, we wouldn't be reading today.
Amen. Amen.
He had to write his notes down.
You got to remember, God's got two books.
Matthew 5:20. What does that say, babe?
I say unto you,
accept
your righteousness, to receive the righteousness of the
God. Matthew 5:20, he said, accept. That means this is what's got to take place. This is what's got to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the reason you live right is because what? You got a future. See, you're not living right to be saved. You're living right because you are saved.
Yeah.
Are you with me here? Huh? You're not living right to have salvation. To get salvation, you're living right, what? Because you have salvation, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. I've been put on the path of righteousness, amen. I was unrighteous, but if Jesus made me righteous, and he put me on the path of righteousness, then I'm on this path because of righteousness that has already been given to me.
Amen.
Because I can't become something on my own.
Come on.
It is God that made it for me. That's why I'm going to make it. Because God is doing the work, amen. It's not me that's doing the work. God is doing the work, amen. He put me on the path of righteousness. Is that what the 23rd Psalm says? He leads me in the path of righteousness. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his what? For his name's sake. Not for my sake, but for his name's sake. Because what? He's the one who saw the glory out of it. And not for me to say that, look what I did. Look how holy I was. I'm so holy that every time I walk, I squeak. What you said as your holy sister? I'm just trying to show you something, amen. Because, see, this work that is being done, it's not being done by us, it's being done by God so that he can get the glory out of it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, you see, that is where we got to keep looking to. See, I'm looking to Jesus. If I won't look to myself all the time and put all the weight on myself, why do I need to look to Jesus that is the author and the finisher of my faith when
the Holy Ghost speak it?
If all the weight is on me, why do I need to look to Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
So in order for my heart to be righteous, in order for my heart to be righteous, amen, I got to look and see who I am first and realize that my righteousness is like this, the rags, amen. And so then my heart can yield to Jesus because I will recognize that my uncleanness is not good enough.
Come on.
How you recognize what I do is still not good enough, wasn't good enough. But if it had been good enough, there would be no change in the law. But he said, accept your righteousness, exceed what?
I said, You
only no case enter into the kingdom. Now, let's look at it. The Pharisees had the outside right. But the Pharisees had a heart problem. Hallelujah. They dressed right. They had the outside all fixed up. You know how we are. We look like the saint. We dress like a saint. We smell like a saint. But we don't, our heart is not like one. Because we just not ready to be right. That's where your unrighteous comes in at, amen. You're doing contrary to
what I'm doing. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to say, well, I'm doing what the Lord told me. Is your heart right? Because if your heart right, the things you do, you wouldn't do. And the reason you're doing it is because you got a heart problem.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, Holy Ghost, speak it.
They could dress right. They went to church right. Hallelujah. They did all of that stuff, but they couldn't love one another.
Come on.
They always wanted to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I get like that sometimes. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I ain't trying to act like, but my righteousness, I have to, that's why I have to depend on this righteousness, because I don't think right sometimes. I don't say things right sometimes, amen. I don't act right sometimes, amen. I get angry sometimes, amen. And so I can't depend on myself to make it. I still got to put everything on Jesus.
Come on.
You know how you fly off at the mouth sometimes.
Come on.
And what comes out of your mouth comes out of your heart.
Amen.
If you're still acting like that, it's because that's in your heart. You need a heart cleansing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You need a heart cleansing, amen. You need to clean your heart up. You need to clean your act up, amen. Praise God, because you're looking like a saint, but you're acting like an ain't.
Mm.
Amen.
It's time for us to get the heart right. Because, you see, if all of our emotions and things, come from the heart, out of the heart of the issues of life. If everything is coming out of here, this is the thing I got to protect right here. Because it's my heart that sets the course for my life. You act that way because there's something going on down there, amen. You do what you do because something is going on down there. Amen. Hallelujah. The reason you have getting, what you call, emotionalized, is that a good word? The reason you have all those ill emotions is because something is going on down in there that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
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 But when I put it all on Jesus, hallelujah, it's going to melt my heart, hallelujah. For when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all what he's done for me, and not only what he's going to do for me, hallelujah. Then my soul cries out. See, my heart will begin what? To issue out life and faith unto the Lord. And that is when my heart starts to change, because I can't be like the Pharisees. They say things, but they do not. They tell you they love you, but then they'll cut your neck off in the next minute. They say and do not, amen.
They say and do not,
amen. And so that's why we got to learn how to give praise to God and give thanks to him, because giving thanks to God changes your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you get into the presence of God, this is why I think Psalm chapter 40, amen, it talks about we should always seek the presence of God, because I realize it's the presence that changes my heart. Now, I know we need the word now. The God's presence comes in to change my heart. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, it changes my attitude about things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's, you know, when you get the word in your heart, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. When you get the word in your heart, it removes fear.
Right.
It removes the word out of your life. Amen.
Amen.
You know, you're not worried anymore. Somebody said, you know, you just got such an attitude about yourself. Amen. You just got like a don't care attitude. A not worried attitude. My heart is right toward God.
Amen.
And when your heart is right toward God, you're sure. You're sure about, you know, when you're sure about something, you don't walk around depressed and oppressed when you know something. Amen. When you know that you know, amen. When I know that God loves me, it melts my heart just to think about the love that he displayed for me, amen. If his heart wasn't right, he couldn't have died for me. If his heart wasn't right, he couldn't have done what he did for us. Because you beat me up, and I'm still going to, I tell you what, you have been beating me up and gave me a chance to get loose out of my shotgun looking for you. But thank God Jesus wasn't like that, amen.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
His heart wasn't like that, amen. See, well, when our heart says that we're supposed to love our brothers even as we love ourselves, see, if you got a heart there, you'll treat your brother right.
Yes.
You won't treat them right, amen, just because of what they did. You'll treat them right because your heart is right.
Amen.
Are you with me today?
I'm with you.
I thank God I'm going to make it. Come on, say, I'm going to make it.
I'm going to make it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God guarantees me I'm going to make it, amen.
Yes.
He says that I'm going to make it, amen. But I got to get my heart right. I got to get my heart right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in order to be able to walk this walk, you got to get your heart right in order to walk the walk, amen.
Amen.
Because, you see, one thing about it, we're supposed to be the expression of who God is. Now, I could go to Colossians and say Jesus was the express, he was the express image of God, amen. But you know what he said? As I am, so shall ye be.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. As I am, so shall ye be. Huh? We're supposed to be the express image of the person of God. Huh?
Amen.
So one of the main things I got to do, I got to get my heart right. When I got my heart right, I won't be prideful when my heart is right.
Come on, let me go.
Hallelujah. When my heart right, amen, I won't be in pride. I won't be lifted up and have everything looking on me. The Pharisees always lifted up. They want everybody to know that they was a Pharisee. They put everything on the outside, displayed everything on the outside. They wore the clothes just right, right garment, amen. They washed their hand every time they ate, so you know what I mean. So they was doing everything right. Everything that the law requires, they were just about doing it. But see, God always come to check out the heart. He checks out the heart, amen. Hallelujah. And so if you want to get in God's presence, you got to get your heart right. I believe Proverbs says, young man, guard your heart. Let's go back to it, amen. I bet that was Proverbs chapter 4. That's where it's at. Guard your heart. Young man, guard your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what it's Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Because my righteousness got to exceed. Now, you see, now, your righteousness being having to. Now, when my righteousness has got to succeed better than the scribes and Pharisees, remember they had everything on the outside, right? But it was their inside that was messed up, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, amen. And so what we're doing now, we want to get it right. We want to get our heart right. Because my thinking changed when my heart gets right.
Mm-hmm.
I won't think you, but speak what is it for and what? Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart. Keep your, what does it say?
Keep
your heart with all diligence. This is why the difference is between the Pharisees and us. Now, I will go there to Luke 23, I believe, where it talks about these kind of, well, you got the outward things right and everything, but if you're on the inside, you're like dead man bones, amen. He's just describing the way they were, amen. And how sometimes we could be so in tune with the law until we forget about the grace of God. Well, the law said kill them. The law said kill them. Come on. And then when your heart ain't right, you'll be looking at the other person's sin more than you're looking at your own. You'll be observing everybody else instead of observing your own.
Mm-hmm.
The Pharisees observed everybody else's condition, but they didn't observe their own. Huh? Their heart, what was wrong with it? They had a heart problem. They didn't have an outward thing for it. I mean, they could live, they would walk for so far on Sunday, you know, on Saturday, I mean. They would walk for so far. They just trying to keep the law to the teeth. You know what? If your heart is right, you'll stay hidden. If your heart right, amen. You'll stay hidden, man. Hallelujah. Praise God. If your heart is right, you think about other people more than you think about yourself. That's when your heart's right, amen. Mm-hmm. Huh? Jesus thought about us more than he thought about himself, so that's why he was able to give himself as a sacrifice for our sin, because his heart was right. He could have looked at what was done to him. He could have looked at what was done to him and decided to do it back to the ones who did it to him. But his heart was right. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Yeah. What does it say? Did you get that? Guard your heart. Huh? See, when you guard your heart, you're not going to let what other people do to you, move you to act unfoolish. You're not going to allow them to. See, in other words, whenever you allow somebody else to move you, that means they got power over you. When somebody can come in your presence and make you act out, that means that person got power over you. He said, well, he made me cook. That person had power over you. What it says, the interaction, there's a reaction.
Yeah.
See, if your heart right, you won't react to certain things. What you say, sister?
I got a heart problem.
You got a heart problem. Because you see, you're letting that person have power over you. And the Bible says that after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you got the power. You're supposed to have the power, amen. You got the power not to respond the way they want you to respond, amen. But if you get your heart right, you're always going to respond right.
Amen. Amen.
If you got the thoughts right, you're always going to think right. But it's your thoughts that causes you to react. Because you can't do it unless you first think. You got to think it first.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, I said the first thing came to mind. That's why the word of God got to be first in your life, amen.
Yeah,
hallelujah. That's why the word of God has to be the first thing in your life. That is why I have to hide the word where in my heart, that I might not sin against him. So the first thing to come to mind should be the word of God, that if my heart is right.
Yeah.
I got to have a clean heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I already know I'm going to make it, amen. So while I'm on this journey, I'm going to get my heart right on the way. Come on, somebody, amen. Come on, we're on this journey, but we're going to get our heart right,
amen.
Hallelujah. We're not going to stop thinking evil of other people,
amen.
You know what Jesus said? It's not what goes out of your mouth, not what comes into your mouth, what you're eating, drinking, and all that stuff. But that is not the unclean part. But the words that you're saying and the words you say will defile your heart. You got to watch how you talk about people, amen. You got to watch how you slander people, because that's coming out of your mouth. If it's coming out of your mouth, you're thinking evil of your brother. You're thinking evil of somebody else. You're speaking evil of somebody else and not realizing that when you speak evil of your brother, you're speaking evil of the law. And you're speaking evil of the law, you're speaking evil of God, and that makes you defiled. When you get your heart right, there's no pride in it. And our pride is that of who we are. I don't mean who we are in Christ Jesus, because we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. But what the problem is, you're thinking of yourself all the time. And you're there, you're trying to protect yourself. The words you speak, I don't want him to put me down. Why does it matter what he says? You got the assurance that I'm going to make it. It don't matter what you say about me. What you say about me is not going to change my destiny. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Say, what you say about me is not going to change my destiny.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to make it. Amen. I'm going to make it. I have the promise there of God that I'm going to make it. If Jesus has took me and put me in God's hand, nobody can flip me out. So let me get in his hands and stay right there where he put me. Amen. Because I can't be moved. I'm not going to be moved.
Amen.
And I'll let you say. make my heart become unclean. He won't let you have that power over me.
Amen.
Come on, amen. I said that's power over you. When somebody can move you, say he made me do it. I trust him out because he made me do it. Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it just that was just your emotional part of you moving? He got to your emotions. See, that's what the devil always wants to get to your emotions, amen. Because he know he can move you if he can get you to be emotional, amen. If he can stir you up, amen. That is where he takes control. Why you stir it up? So guard your heart, amen. Guard your heart, amen. We're gonna make it, amen. But don't let other people move you to envy. Don't let other people move you to strife, amen. Guard your heart,
amen.
It's the sin that messes with your heart, amen. It's the sin, amen, messes with your heart. Mess you up, amen. Sin will mess you up,
amen.
So this is why you don't commit adultery, because you guard your heart. Then you don't commit fornication because you want to keep your heart pure. You want to keep things out. You don't want to let things get in there. Because those things will stir up your part of your emotions on the inside of you, and then you will start acting out for emotions. I got to watch what I hear. Because what I hear goes into my heart, so I got to guard my heart. I got to watch what I'm hearing. And I don't want to hear you talk about my brother. I don't want to hear you talk about my sister because, you know, I got to guard my heart, amen. I don't want to listen to that stuff, amen. Don't bring me no bones, amen. I don't want to be listening to that because that'll mess my heart up, amen. I don't want to let that happen. I got to guard my heart. You know, my mama used to always say, you catch somebody that bring a bone, they'll carry one. If they bring you some mess, they'll carry some mess. They won't tell them what they said, but they only tell them what you said. Guard your heart,
amen.
Because what? We're going to make it, amen. I always look up because my joy is being fulfilled for where he's already brought me from,
amen.
That's my joy in my life, amen. I mean, see, once he brought me to this place, amen, he can't take the joy for me of where I already know that he brought me from. Hallelujah. I've already got victory there, amen. I've already got peace with that there,
amen.
So I know he brought me that, so I can continue to praise him, because if I know he brought me through that, he'll get me through this. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 See, that's where my faith got to lie. I got to keep that seed in my heart, the things that God do for me, so that I can learn how to appreciate what he's done for me. You know, when you appreciate somebody, you don't mind doing things. When you appreciate them. What did Jesus say? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll show some appreciation for me, but I just keep my commandments. Hallelujah. If you love me, he said, if you love me, guard your heart, amen. Guard your heart, amen. And that is what we have to do, because I got to guard my heart, because you see, if my heart gets sanctified, well, when it gets sanctified to the page, I mean, see, five, but go back up a little bit, five and six, we see it right there in Matthew, five and eight. Go right back up there. Go right back. See, the thing about it, we want to see God, amen. The promise is that I can look forward to, I can expect, if I keep my heart, I can have expectation. Because my expectation, I want to see him. How many want to see him, amen? Hallelujah. You want to see him. You want to see him, amen. See, what was that 5 and 8, Matthew 5 and 8? Look at the promise here. See, it's about the promise of God that if I keep my heart guarded, amen, I'm going to see God. And that is what's supposed to be our main purpose of living this way, because we want to see his face and peace, amen. Come on, amen. I want to see his face, amen. I want to glance upon him, amen. And the Bible, what the Bible says about it, we want to see him even as he is, because what?
like him when I see him, amen. But if I go to see him, what do you say? My heart, I got to purify my heart. See, it's all about cleaning me up. This journey is about getting you ready to see God. Come on, amen. I got to get my heart right, amen. I got to get my heart right, amen. If I want to see his face in peace, I don't want to see him in his anger. I want to see him in his peace, amen. And when he comes back the second time, he's not coming back to get his switch on you, amen. He's going to fix this time, amen. Hallelujah. He's coming to take some business on you, amen. Because your heart ain't right. When you really think about it, the only thing that can really stop you from making it is your heart, because the covenant is with your heart. You realize the covenant is with your heart? Ezekiel 36, 26, talk about, I'm going to make a new covenant with you. Huh? I think it's 36 to 26. Turn right there, baby. Make sure this covenant is with your heart. And God won't, what did God, he told Jehovah Shalom, he won't break his word. He won't break his covenant. Now, if we can be so sure that God won't break his covenant, and we come into covenant with God with our heart, if God can't break his covenant, and even in this covenant, you can't even break it. Because God made it with you. It wasn't really the one you made with him, but it was the covenant that what you made with God gives me surety. Assurance, amen. I'm sure about this thing, amen. And my joy and my peace lies in what? My insurance, amen. You know, you don't mind driving a car when you got insurance. And then sometimes you drive it when you don't have none on it. But what does that say? I'm covered. Come on. Aren't you glad to be fully covered? Huh? Hello, you got full coverage, amen. Hallelujah. Even if the other person don't do it, what? Your insurance will do it, amen. Hallelujah. Even when your brother won't do it and your mom and father won't do it, the covenant that God will do it for you, amen. Hallelujah. What a covenant we have. 36 and 26, amen.
And you are... Also,
will
I give you?
He said, "A new heart, I'm gonna give you."
And a new spirit,
that
I put within you.
I'm gonna put a new spirit in there. That's the Holy Ghost. That's a new spirit you got, amen. Come on, you need. Come on, say you need the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And me and my cousin Nephew were talking last night. He said, "You know, I thought about the word and. I had never thought about it. You know, the word and." And he said, "You know, I've noticed that all the way through Genesis, amen. That means when you got an and it's connected, there's something else to get ready to, you have to do something else. And you have to do something else. And you have to do something else. And you have to do something else. It's a continuous thing, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And when the Bible tells us, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, and he can the gift of the Holy Ghost, and we must continue in the apostle doctrine. And it's a continuous cycle, amen. That we're always moving forward. And so just don't stop with the one thing, but you got to go to the other. Repent, and you must be born again, and you can't just do one thing and stop. God didn't just do one thing and stop. He continue on. He's going to quit. He started, but he's going to continue till he's finished, according to the book of Philippians, amen. He that started the good works in you will, shall, continue until the finish. Guarantee. Come on, say that's a guarantee, amen. I'm going to be finished, amen. I'm going to make it, amen. I ain't going to let no devil stop me. Because the devil can't stop me, all I got to do is resist. I don't even have to put up my big screen, amen. I just got to resist him, amen. And he'll flee from me, amen. Because, well, it is God that fights my battle. Are you hard in a what? New spirit will I put what? I'm going to put it in you. See, now, that was the mystery to everybody. How was God going to put his spirit in me? Back in those days, he came upon them. And so now that was the mystery. I know God can come upon people, but how does God, how is God going to get in me? How he going to do that? That still remains a mystery to those who don't have a pure heart, don't see God as he really is. It remains a mystery to people. How was he going to put his spirit? What did he say? I'm going to put it where? I'm going to put it in you, amen. And what else was he going to do? I'm going to get rid of the stones out of your heart because it's the stones that cause the problem. And we got to get the stones out, amen. Hallelujah. The things of the stone heart is those things in your heart that's not right. They're stones, amen. They're him to grow. Hallelujah. They're him to grow. So he's trying to grow us up, amen. In 13th chapter, 1 Corinthians, when I was a child, I stayed as a child, I did as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. There's a lot of these childish things we got to put away out of our life. We're still different and carrying on childish. Childish stuff. And what else do little kids do? Temper tantrums. Because things don't go your way. You know, people throw a fit because things don't go that way. They go off on you. Amen. All kinds of things like temper tantrums. Get the stones out. Amen. Praise God. See, when you know your heart is right, it's when you offend somebody and you can go to them and say that I was wrong. And then even if you wasn't wrong, you feel it. You wasn't wrong. Now, if I offend you with the word or what's right, you just feel it. Hey, I ain't apologizing for that. If you were wrong, you were just wrong. You know, you can't apologize for what's right. If the word offends you, I'm glad. I can't come tell you. Well, you know, I do that sometimes. You know, I preach and I say, well, you know, they say, oh, you ain't supposed to apologize for that. What you said was right. What you said was right. I do that sometimes, so I got to get my heart right, amen. Praise God. I mean, I do that sometimes, amen. I don't do the word of God, but then I'll feel something wrong. Well, I shouldn't have said that. No, I should have said it. I got to get the songs. I still got some songs, and I ain't through with me yet. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, it might have took him a week to make everything, but he's still working on me. I've been doing it now a few years, and he still ain't fit. Hallelujah. And I give it a new heart. And what else he said there was?
I would take away the stone heart out of your flesh.
Yeah.
And I would give you a heart of flesh.
That way, I'm going to soften it up. I'm going to get the stones out of the flesh. Soft it up a little bit, amen. Make you gushy and mushy, amen. You can tell when somebody got a good heart, they kind of mushy all the time. Hallelujah. They'll cry at the drop of the hat because of their feelings, the things they got going on inside of them, amen. And you can tell good-hearted people. See, a man is known by his doings, amen, whether it's right or not. See, I can tell by what you do or who you are. Because a tree is always known by its fruits. What kind of fruit are you giving out? What's the fruit? Is it joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost? Or is it some of them other things that come from the devil? What kind of fruit are you producing? Let me know what's in your heart. What comes out of your mouth? Tell me what's on the inside of you. You don't have to know a person, amen. You just get that listening to him. I know what's in it. Because we got to work God our heart, amen. Because what? I'm going to make it. I already know. I already know. Sure, I'm going to make it.
that I'm going to get right. So in other words, if I'm going to experience God, I don't just want to wait till I get there to experience God. I want to experience God here. Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to wait till the end just to get to see his face. I want to see his face here. Hallelujah. You see, that should be, but I know I can't see his face here unless I get my heart right. Because what we have to realize, God is not seen, he's manifested.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If my heart is not right, I won't see him, amen.
Amen.
Hmm? So I got to get the stones out so I can see him, so what? He can manifest his presence to me.
Yeah.
And when he manifests his presence, then I see the glory. That's where I see the glory, amen. But that's what I acknowledge through his ears when I see the glory.
Mm-hmm.
So God wants us to see his glory here, but our hearts got to get it right. Because he put his spirit in us. Well, he put his spirit in us? He put his spirit in us so that he can manifest himself to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You see, that's what it's all about. Manifest.
Yes, Lord.
You don't see him with your eyes. But he has to manifest himself to you, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Manifest means that I don't see it with my naked eye, but I have to see it with my spiritual eye, amen. But if my heart ain't right, my heart will see something different than what God is showing me if my heart is not right. What God's trying to reveal to me, I won't see it the right way. It's because my heart ain't right to receive what he's trying to show me. How many know the difference that God remains invisible, but
he manifests himself.
Mm-hmm.
In order to show himself, he manifests himself. You don't ever see God with your natural eye. He manifests himself. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we want to see the glory. We want to see the glory of the only begotten of the Father, but we got to get our hearts right.
Right.
John chapter 14, Sister Faith.
I got a little more time. Come on, amen. Come talk about manifest. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
See, we got to get our hearts right because I want to see the manifest, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I want to see the manifestation of God. 14, St. John 14. I don't know what verse right now. 16 somewhere. 14. Yeah, he's talking about. What did Philip say to him there? John 14:5. That's good enough.
Thomas said unto him,
uh-huh.
Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?
How can we know the way? To see the way. To see the way, to know the way, it's got to be manifested to you. See, that is why we have to get into the presence of God so we can see the way. It's not that the way hasn't already been known. It's not that Jesus is not the way, but that way got to be manifested. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to quit in a minute. Go ahead. Amen. Y'all don't have to go to sleep on it. Praise God. See you.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I am the way. And there's no other way. Amen.
Yes.
I am the way. Muhammad is not the way, amen. Joseph Smith is not the way, amen. You get what I'm saying? Your organization is not the way. If your organization ain't grounded in Jesus, that's not the way either, amen. Who's the way? Jesus said, I'm the way. You got to come through Jesus to get to me, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Water and spirit, amen. Not just water by itself, amen, but water and spirit. Out of his side, see, the manifestation of the blood and the water out of his side when they stuck him in the side was a manifestation of the church. That's where the church came from. It came by water and blood. Because, you see, Eve was taken out of the side of Adam, and so the church was taken out of the side of Jesus, but it came through water and blood. Is that all right with that?
Yeah.
Read on, then, Sister Faith.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
So he said, you can't get here except through me. In other words, you see, getting to the Father means you can't get into the presence of God without him. If you're going to see him, you've got to get into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. This is why when you come before him, you're lifting up your hand. See, when you start talking good about the Lord, he'll draw near to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He'll come join in on the conversation, amen. Hallelujah. This is why you have to start talking about it sometimes. When you start talking about his goodness, you start talking about his mercy, he'll come down and listen to what you said about that. Oh, then you say that, yes, I am. He'll come start agreeing with you, and yes, I am. And then all of a sudden, he'll start to do what you say about him. He reveals himself that way.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, say, we're going to make it, amen.
Amen.
We don't suppose, let me see this manifest. Let me see this manifest.
If you had known me, you should have known my father.
If you had known me, you should have known my father.
Oh,
you know what he said? If he had known the word, then you would have known me. If you had known the word, you would know me because I am that word. See, everybody always asks, well, how can Jesus be the word? That's what he said he was, wasn't he? I'm the word, amen. And so that was the came out of the Father's mouth, the first thing God did when he came. When he stepped out there in Genesis 1, and God said it. That word that came out of God's mouth, that was Jesus. Come on, somebody, amen. That was Jesus. So you got to be able to see that. If you got a good heart, you can see this. You have rebelled against. And then when the light comes in, it'll put some glory on your face when you see this. In the beginning was, I mean, we don't have to say.
And from
henceforth
you know him and have seen him.
From now on, he said, because I'm the manifestation of the word. That's why people see too many gods sometimes, because they don't realize God is manifested. He's not seen, he's manifested.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus was the manifested presence of God. Was he not?
Mm-hmm.
He was the manifested presence of God. In other words, he was there in God's place, so he was the what? Manifested presence of God. He was the one that was being seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because no man has seen God. He was just the word with clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Same word. So he was saying what? The same word that was spoken back in the Old Testament is the same word being spoken today. The only difference is I got some clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody, amen. Come on, amen. The same. I'm the same God with some clothes on. And you want to make me somebody else just because you see my clothes. I was just naked back there. I was in a naked form there, but now I'm clothed. Come on, somebody,
amen.
Come on, amen. That's why they say, well, what do you mean when you see me, you see the Father? If you had known what the Word said about me, and then you see the things that I'm doing, you would know we're one of the same. The Word said that I'm a healer back in under the Old Testament. He said, did you see me healing somebody? That was my manifested. My healing was the manifestation of who I am, amen. Praise God. When I opened the eyes of the blind was a manifestation of who I am, amen. Praise God, because it's his work that told who he is, amen. When he delivered you from the drugs, that was a manifestation. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You ought to begin. When he delivered you out of drugs, that was a manifestation of God's presence. He was showing you that he's a deliverer. Come on, somebody, amen. When he healed a blind man, amen. He said, well, you been born blind like that? He said, yeah. He said, what? What you going to do? I'm going to heal him to manifest. I'm a manifest God. I'm going to show you God by healing his eyes. Come on, I'm in the manifested presence of God. Amen. See, he's always manifested. He's not seen, but he's manifested.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jesus said, if you see me, well, what you see? What did you see about Jesus? I saw him healing the sick. I saw him raising the dead. And I, amen.
Yeah.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
He was doing all those things. That's what God does?
Yeah.
Was he manifesting God? The only difference was the word had flesh on.
Yes.
Praise God, though, amen. Come on, say, praise God, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So he said, you see me what?
You said,
that this is.
Also.
You should have known my father. If you knew what the word said, then you should have known me. Read on.
And from this book, you know him.
Come on, tell us the Father, man. Come on.
Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and ye have thou not known me?
I've been all this time with you, and you haven't recognized who I am yet? Who else?
He said, I've seen me,
I've
seen the Father.
If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, he wasn't talking about his flesh. He was talking about the works that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a manifestation of God. The works, see, you can't see God, but you can see his works. His works is the manifestation of him. Every time you take a breath, that's why it gets me when people talk against God. Every time you breathe out of your inside, you breathe. That's a manifestation of God's presence. Because what? He's the breath of life. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And see, you don't only acknowledge God, but every time you take a breath, that God's breath that you're taking, that's a manifestation that he's alive. That's a manifestation that he's God. Because if he wasn't God, you would be dead right now. But he manifested himself every morning to you. When you wake up, he resurrects you. If you're sitting in your city, what does he say?
Have I been so long time with you?
See, he's been with us all the time. Every time we breathe and move and have our being, that's a manifestation of God. Amen. Tell us about it. Every time you walk, that's a manifestation of God. You see, you say, well, I don't see him. But yeah, but you're walking though, right? Yeah. Well, if you're walking, then that's a manifestation of God. I don't see him, but every time you breathe, that's a manifestation of God. Amen. Every time you open your eyes to see. That's a manifestation of God. When you open up your eyes this morning, God was manifesting. But you didn't recognize that it was God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Read on. Let me get through to the same time.
Have seen me, have seen Father.
Uh-huh.
And now say thou being show us the Father.
Well, why do you keep telling me show us the Father? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. But you read on verse 10.
Believest thou not that I am in the Father?
I'm in the Father.
The Father in
me. And the Father's in me. I'm in the Word, and the Word is in me. Was Jesus in the Word? Was Jesus in the Old Testament? Huh? Amen. He was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, amen.
If he was in the Old Testament, amen, he said, I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Freedom.
The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself.
I'm not talking about myself, my flesh, but you know. But I'm talking about what dwells in me. Remember the covenant that with your heart that God wanted to get in you?
He does the work.
Who does the work? The Father does the work. Amen. So what does he say now?
I believe that I am in the Father. Verse 11, and the Father in me,
uh-huh.
I else believe me for the
given
work's sake.
Why did he say we should believe him for the work?
Yes,
we should believe him for the work's sake.
Yes.
He was doing the work of God. When you see the work of God, that's God manifesting himself because he manifests himself through works.
Yes.
Now, that's how we get messed up. We start seeing through them God sometimes. I'm just a God guy. I'm just a word with flesh. Because that's what it says in St. John. St. John chapter 1 right quick. Let's run back right quick. I got to put it all in there. I got to get this in there. Because they said when we see this. We can start with that, but let me jump down to verse 14.
And the word was made flesh.
And the word put on flesh. Now it's the same word though, but the word what?
Put on flesh.
The word put on flesh. Now ask you thing. Now I might have on my jeans today, amen. That's still me, right? Now if I go put on the suit, is that gonna change who I am?
No.
God put on the earth suit. Hallelujah. He put on the earth suit, amen. But it didn't change who he was. Everybody tried to make him something else just because he had a suit on, amen. Because they had never seen him with the suit on. You know, if you never seen nobody with a suit on, when they put one on, oh, he sure looks different. Is that the same guy? Is that Brother Ray over there? He got a suit on. Amen. He's been wearing jeans all this time, but now he got a suit on. Is that him?
Amen.
But they try to check you out closely because you don't look like you used to look when you was naked. Amen. You got clothes on now. See you differently now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God didn't have no clothes on. Amen. And so the only way he can make himself to be known, he has to manifest himself. Huh? Come on, read on.
And
we saw it. In other words, well, you can't see God. No man has ever seen God. They said, well, Moses saw God. No, Moses didn't see God. Moses saw and manifest the presence of God. When we see the presence of God, that's the face of God. That's the only face you're going to see right now, amen.
Amen.
You're going to see his manifested presence. You're going to see the glory. I had to put my hands on your eyes, Moses, because nobody can see me and live. I don't want to kill you. Because if you see me, you don't want to kill. Just my presence will kill you if you see it. That's the Holy God. You can't be looking up on the Holy God if your heart ain't right.
Yeah.
See, the reason you want to get into the presence of God is because you got to get your heart right to do it. Because you don't want to get in the presence of the Holy God. Because what? He's a fire. You know, the Bible says he wants to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and the fire. You see, what it is, we got the Holy Ghost, but the fire going out. We need the fire back. So it'll burn us. It'll cleanse us. Hallelujah. It'll purge us from the iniquity. Amen. It'll purge your tongue. It'll clean you up. We need to get the fire back into the church. Amen. I ain't saying the Holy Ghost ain't here, but remember it says, and?
Yeah.
Read on. I got this too. Read on to say.
The Lord was of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
This is the only one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the Word was made something. The Word was made flesh. But our problem is the reason we don't see him. Turn to Hebrews chapter 9. If you can see this, amen, you're going to praise God. If you can see it. Hallelujah. It's how he manifests himself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, when he came, that let me know he's going to make it. Just by Jesus showing up. The devil knew he was getting defeated when Jesus showed up, amen. Hebrews 9, and let me see if I want 9. No, take 10 and 20. Let me show you what our problem is, the reason we don't see him.
By new and living way.
He's coming by a new and living way.
He has consecrated for us through the veil that is to save his flesh.
He allowed us to see him in a new and living way now. Hallelujah. Thank God you ain't got to die to see Jesus. Come on,
amen.
You can see him right now, amen. Everybody wants to wait till they die to see him, amen. But I want to see him right now today, amen. Now, the veil is his flesh. In other words, where God was hid at, God was hid behind the veil. He was hid in the flesh. That's why they didn't see him, because what? The veil was upon their eyes. Huh? They couldn't see beyond the flesh because their heart wasn't right. Now, when your heart ain't right, you can't see beyond. You can't see me beyond flesh, because if your heart ain't right, you won't see me right. Amen. You're gonna look at me according to what you're thinking. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians. Let me finish this part up right here. Second Corinthians, chapter 5, I believe. Let me get through it. I'm getting this out the way. Second Corinthians, chapter 5. I'm talking about why everybody missed him today. Because they looking at the veil. What else? Second Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 16.
Wherefore
henceforth
know we no man after the flesh.
Well, we don't know nobody after the flesh. Now, see, that was the problem. They was looking at the flesh. They missed God because what? The veil was on their eyes, amen. They couldn't see beyond the veil. That's why they didn't know who he was. So
But even though what he was performing all the work of God, they wouldn't pay no attention to that. See, a lot of times we don't pay no attention to the things that God do for us because we're always looking at something else. We don't look at the thing that he's doing. We always don't think about what's not being done. Huh? Let me see. Come on. Read that. Get through with that.
So we have known Christ.
We have known him after the what? After the flesh what?
Now henceforth know we him no
more. We don't know him that way anymore. What does that mean? If we don't know him that way no more, then we only know him out that he's God. Mm-hmm. He's God, amen.
Amen.
Huh? He manifested himself. He manifested himself as Melchizedek, but he still was God. Come on, somebody, amen. He didn't have to move out of his place because he's omnipotent, but yet he can manifest himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He manifested himself to Moses in the burning bush. The bush was on fire, but a voice came out of the bush. The fire in the bush got Moses' attention so Moses could see something because he knew how dull we are. We always got to see something.
Amen.
But he spoke out of the bush. That was still God manifesting himself. Amen. You know what I'm trying to say? That was still God. Amen. In manifestation. And he came in the form of a man, Jesus Christ. Amen. That was just his manifestation, but he still was God. He was just making himself being made known. God makes himself known by his works. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost fell on them that believed, that was the manifestation, amen, that his presence had arrived. I'm here. Hallelujah. I'm here. Now, I'm coming. I'm going to be in you. The mystery of the Gentile was Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. That was the great. How is God going to get into a man? He put on flesh, amen, so that he could become like you. And then what else? So because of you, he put on flesh like you so you could become like him.
Amen.
So he can manifest himself in you. Oh, what a glory it's going to be. Hallelujah. That word that is on the inside of you is going to be manifested. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that word has said about you is going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. See, that word, you can't kill God's word, amen. You can't kill the word. Come on, you can't stop the word, amen. And if the word that is on the inside of you is going to be manifested, amen, and we're going to see him even as he is.
Amen.
Come on, I want to see him, amen. Come on, anybody want to see him? Amen. If you don't know him, if you don't know him today on the line, on Facebook, if you don't know him, you want to see him, you want to see the manifestation of God, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, he said when the Holy Ghost is come, he will manifest myself unto you. He's going to manifest God. He's going to show you God. He's going to show you that God is in you over truth, amen. So that you would know that you know that you know without doubt that God is in you over truth. Hallelujah. Come on, you got the Holy Ghost. Give God a praise. You know he's with you, amen. And the promise of God, what? I will never, 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 never leave you. I will never, 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 never forsake you. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going to make it.
Amen.
I'm going to make it.
Amen.
What? As long as I hold on to this word, I'm going to make it.
Amen.
Because it's the word. It's the word that's going to do it, amen.
Amen.
And the Spirit is going to work with the word to make sure it comes to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. You need to be saved today? How do anybody online need to be saved today? Come on. He wants to manifest himself to you. He wants to show you himself, amen. Anybody online? Anybody online want to be saved? Amen. Hallelujah. So that God can manifest himself to you. Amen. Anybody need some prayer today? Amen. I believe God will manifest himself to us. Amen. Amen?
Amen.
Are y'all with me today? I believe God will manifest himself. When God touches you and heals you, that's a manifestation of God. You can say, well, he's here. I know he's here. How did I know he's here? I woke up this morning. Hallelujah. How did I know he's here? I felt his presence this morning. When I was able to get up and move, I know he was here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. For all of you that are online this morning, praise God. Let God manifest himself to you. Amen.
Amen.
And if you'd like to donate something, you can send it to calchurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. Amen. You can do it PayPal, Cash Out, however you do it. We would appreciate anything that you send to help us out. We're not begging, because God will provide. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen. I believe God will provide. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so all of you online on Facebook, God bless you. We'll see y'all next week. Amen. Praise God. Anybody got a testimony prayer report online today? Amen. Prayer report, testimony online today. Well, if nobody got nothing to say today, amen, there's no prayer request for testimony. We're going to get off. Oh, Lord, I went too long. Amen.
The word is never too long.
Oh, praise God. Amen. They always say you lose your attention span after a little while, and then sometimes they get sleepy on you. Go ahead.
That's the main thing about, that's what's wrong with the Bible today. People don't know, if you go to a ball game, stay at a ball game for 4 or 5 hours, you go to the juke trunks and stay all night long. But when you come to God's word, you only got an hour and a half or two, and everybody starts complaining. You know?
Amen.
That's right. I mean, that's why God got two passes. He got the broad pass and the small pass. And he said the small peg and have very few. Go ahead, I'm through.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. Come on, Sister Mona. We're going to pray with you and pray for you.
Okay.
Amen. Look how tingling she is.
He's ready.
He's ready. Praise God. We just believe in God for you. Amen. And thank you, God, for you. I can see God has been good to you. She's been all over the country. Hallelujah. She's been traveling. And so thank God. Father God, we just thank you for my sister now, Lord. I'm asking, oh Lord, that you would continue to bless her and look down on her. And Lord, you would continue to manifest your presence to her and make she become aware that you're always there with her. You're always there to help her and to strengthen her. Lord, I'm asking for the strength right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Encourage her heart and her mind, oh Lord. Encourage her spirit right now, Lord. And Lord, let there be a refreshing come over her life in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you have called her. You have sanctified her. You have delivered her, Lord. And I want to thank you for continuing to deliver her.
Thank you.
And to set her free. And I give you praise for it right now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for Sister Mona. Amen. Hallelujah. She's full of joy. She's always had been, though. Amen. Been jolly. Been jolly. Anybody else? Amen. Anybody online got anything to say? If not, amen, don't forget about, amen, today, tonight. I mean, Brother Minister Prevost be on at, what, 5 o'clock? You on Prevost?
5:30.
All right, 5:30. It's 299-299. Amen, you can join Minister Prevost. Don't forget about Sister Alexander's on Fridays. Amen. Same number, 786-7473 at 5 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock California time. And I believe they're having some prayer going on Monday nights. Is that right? Is it Monday night or Monday morning?
It's Sunday, early Sunday morning.
Early Sunday morning. So whatever it is, amen.
Praise God. But anyway, she on at 5 o'clock. Salt of the earth. Got Minister Ray be on at Monday through Friday, 8:30. 1201-1069 pound. I'll be on the Holy Ghost prayer line, 319-2020 pound, 10 o'clock. Amen. Don't forget the men. I want the men on the first Friday of the month. I want all the men to join with me, and I appreciate the men joining us the first Friday of every month, and I thank all of you for coming on. Is there anything else? You got some tithes and offerings. Send your tithes and offering in. I just appreciate you sending your tithes and offering. Amen. We're going to have something. Amen. I guess the bills still got to be paid. Everything is still on. And I thank y'all for whatever you give. And I appreciate you for what you're giving. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anything else? Did we miss anything? Wednesday night Bible study, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Amen. Y'all can join in, 786-7473.
Is there any more announcement before we go?
If not, let us stand. We're going to be dismissed. Thank God. So, Father God, we're thankful that you brought us together. Hallelujah. You brought us together again, Lord. I thank you for the increase. You continue to increase, O Lord, because you're the God of increase, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you've given us, that you've said, Lord, you would bring increase, and you wanted us to prosper. And I thank you for the prosperity of your people, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you today, O Lord, for all those that are online, asking that you bless their families, Lord, asking, O Lord, to help their finances in this time and this hour, Lord, asking you, Lord, to increase their lives, O Lord. And I want to thank you for the line, the late day, and the word that went forth, O Lord. O Lord, may they be encouraged, O Lord, to hang on in there and hold on in there, knowing that, Lord, you want to do what you said you want to do. And I just want to thank you for being a doer of your word, O Lord. And you are faithful, and I thank you for your faithfulness, and I give praise in Jesus' name. Amen. As we dismiss from this line, but never from his presence, may glory, honor, and praise. We say amen, amen, as we dismiss.
DMJ!
Amen.
I got it, I got it. Life a knife on me, don't know where I would be. Don't know who I would be, yeah, yeah. Can't be when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire. You made a way,
out of no way,
mighty mind.